Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
And if it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, I'm Jetta Cameron.
And I'm John Ritchie. We're the guys behind the 94 WIP Morning Show, the place Philly sports fans turn to every morning.
Eagles, Philly, Sixers, Flyers, if it matters in this city, we're talking about it.
We bring real opinions, smart analysis, and yeah, some chaos too.
From breaking news to big name guests, it's all here.
Whether you're tailgating or stuck in traffic, we've got your Philly sports fix.
Follow and listen to the 94 WIP Morning Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and get new episodes every weekday.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Go Birds! What's going on, everybody? And not good morning yet. We have some breaking news this morning. Really came out last night. But want to talk about the Jair Alexander news before we get into the full pod. So last night, I'm at Chickie's, and the news breaks that, according to Jay Glazer and now multiple reporters, former Pro Bowl cornerback Jair Alexander has decided to step away from football to try to focus on getting himself right physically and mentally before deciding on his future. Alexander informed the Eagles of his decision today, Fox has learned. So, a few takeaways here. The first one is the Jair part of it. Obviously, I hope whatever mental hurdle he is dealing with or thing he's dealing with right now is something he will deal with appropriately and something that he works through. And we do not know the details of why he decided to make this decision and to take some time. But whatever it is, if it is a personal thing, if it is a mental thing, hopefully that is something he deals with. And credit to him and the Eagles for allowing him space to deal with it. The other part of that is the physical part of it. Obviously, didn't play a ton in Baltimore, just had a few practices with the Eagles, was practicing with the Eagles, was a full participant in practice with the Eagles. So you wonder how he's felt physically after a few days of work. I saw him in a limited part in practice, only the beginning part of it, and seemed to be moving fine to me, right? To my just, you know, eye of watching. So we'll see what he feels and why he decided to do that. I mean, it's possible we never really hear why, right? It's possible he doesn't come back to the team and Jair Alexander is no longer part of the Eagles. From an Eagles perspective, the first question here, obviously, is what does this mean for their roster? So when they acquired Jair Alexander, I think I've always been very clear in saying it was a shot in the dark, right? And you hoped that he could turn into something. You hoped he could make good on the form he showed with Green Bay last year in a limited capacity and the year before in a limited capacity. But now, I think you almost have to chalk up as he's not going to play meaningful football for the team this year. Even if he decides to come back, he has contemplated retirement to a certain extent. And I don't know if you're the Eagles, can you fully count on someone being your full-time corner on a Super Bowl contending team that's coming in midway through the year and now has had to step away from the team to contemplate whether or not he wants to still play football to a certain extent or like get right mentally and physically. So the shot in the dark that the Eagles took seems as if it is not going to turn into anything. The disappointing part of it, I think, for the Eagles is they made this trade for him prior to the deadline, and now the deadline has passed. And now the good news is Adoree Jackson played well against the Packers. Keeley has played pretty well. Jacorian Bennett's coming back. But in terms of Jaire Alexander being a meaningful part of the Eagles, that feels like that is very slim right now. I mean, again, we don't know the details, but if you're the Eagles and he says he decides to come back, I mean, you would have to decide if you feel he is fully bought in to being a meaningful part of the team. So this is definitely something that we will talk about a lot throughout the day. Nick Sirianni will talk later today. We'll hear from him on it. Me and James are recording a pod at 10 a.m. We'll talk about it. But this happened after I recorded the daily pod. And I wanted to give you my opinion on it and wanted to start your day with it in case you had not heard. So now we'll get into the regular pod. We'll have a lot more on this throughout the day. So here we go. What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Wednesday, November 11th, and this is your daily Go Birds Morning Update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. Just hopped off the plane from Green Bay back in Philly, and we are already in Lions week. It is crazy how fast it goes when you play a Monday night game. They will be back at practice today, practicing for a huge game coming up against the Eagles. Against the Lions. So let's dive right into it. We got a jam-packed pod for you today. We're going to talk about that fourth down decision again because some potentially new information has come out. We're going to talk about an excellent play by Moro Ojomo. I thought Jason Avant had some interesting things to say about Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. And then the second half of the pod, Tanner McKee, who is always informative when he's on. He was on the Players Lounge. I'm going to play that interview for you because I thought it was super good. All right. First, on the schedule for today, well, like I said, the Eagles are back at it as they will be at the NovaCare Complex today, returning to work to face the Detroit Lions. Nick Sirianni will speak at 12:20. Then it's a late night at the NovaCare, 4:35 walkthrough, closed to media. 5:40, the locker room opens up and we get to hear from Jalen Hurts. So clearly, I think coming back from Green Bay, they didn't get in until like 4 a.m. or something like that on Tuesday morning. So I'm guessing Nick's giving him a chance to sleep in, just have a walkthrough. Thursday, Friday, they'll have practices. So late night, Eagles after dark tonight at NovaCare Complex. But I won't be there because tonight, Go Birds Evenings, I'm back at it, and I got a super special guest, one of the people I was most excited to have on when I first knew I was going to be doing this show, Sheil Kapadia, in studio, me and Sheil. Sheil's my guy. Go back a long time with him. Real excited to have him in studio, and you can call in and ask Sheil questions, 215-592-9494, from 6 to 8 p.m. tonight on Sports Radio 94 WIP. So make sure you call in. It'll be fun. All right, the injury report. So the good news is Lane Johnson returned to the game, as we know, Monday night. Super heroic effort to go back in there. Couldn't have been easy to sit on that cold bench for a while and then go back into the game. But Lane did return. Now we'll find out if he plays against the Lions on Sunday night. Quick turnaround. Going to be tough with that ankle injury. I'm sure it's going to be much, much more sore today than it was yesterday, and I'm sure it won't feel great tomorrow either. So my expectation is that Lane will play, but definitely something to monitor as the week goes on. And then, of course, Cam Jurgens. We'll see if Cam is able to return after missing the last two games with an injury. The fact that they didn't put him on IR tells me that they feel confident he's going to play in one of the next two games. Otherwise, it would have been a wasted roster spot the past few weeks if they knew he was going to miss at least four games. So Cam Jurgens, Lane Johnson, the two players to keep an eye on as the week goes on. All right, an update on the book drive. Thank you to everybody that keeps making donations. I'm so lucky. I feel like every time I bring it up, one of you generous, real ones, auto downloaders, listeners, makes a donation. So if you haven't yet and you're able to, I'm working with Treehouse Books this season. The Touchdowns for Books campaign. It's a campaign to get more books into the hands of children in the Philadelphia area. Treehouse Books, a nonprofit in North Philadelphia. I've been working with them for years. They do unbelievable work. They're Eagles fans, if that helps. And this year, you have a chance to win a Zach Bond signed football or a custom t-shirt by Dewani Soraya. So you can get the details on how to do that in the feed. I ran into my guy Sam this weekend in Green Bay. He said he thinks his team is going to win. So they're in it to win it. But check out the details in the pod feed. And if you can, make a donation. If you can't, I appreciate you even considering it. All right. So lots of talk over the last few days about the end of game sequence on fourth down and whether or not Nick should have gone for it on fourth down. We all have our opinions on it. I'm okay with him going for it. I ultimately look at it as there was three ways that game right there could have gone. You kick the field goal, the game's not over. You punt the ball, the game's not over. You go for it on fourth down and you get it, the game is definitively over. So I'm okay with going for it. But obviously a lot of people are not. I would say I'm actually in the minority on this one. Shocker. I feel like I generally am not in the majority of people on the opinion. But hey, maybe that means it was the right thing. Or maybe that means it wasn't the right thing and I'm wrong. But what's interesting is some new information came out on late after the game and then into Tuesday morning about whether or not it was actually Nick that made the decision to go for it on fourth down. So Devontae Smith was on ESPN after the game, and here's what Devontae had to say.
You've got the ball in your hand. It's fourth down, and I get it taking a shot because maybe you get a PI and maybe 11 comes down with it, or if they look to you, maybe you do. But we were kind of surprised that you guys made the snap in that situation. Were you?
No, not really, man. You know, we got all the trust in those guys, man. Whatever 1 and 11 want to do, if that's what they call, that's what they want to do, we're rolling with it.
So if you hear there, he says, we're going to trust 1 and 11. What 1 and 11 do, you know, essentially, like, we trust them, make the play. Well, that's interesting because there have been times in Jalen Hurts' career, in fact, instances exactly like this one, pretty much, where it has been the consensus to either punt or to kick the field goal or whatever, but the offense is out on the field and Jalen audibles into a play that is a deep shot. If you remember, he did it against Seattle. It didn't work in 2023. Now, in 2023, he audibled to a deep shot against Kansas City, and it did work. They've made big plays down the field. So I'm okay with Jalen doing it, and I'm okay with the decision to go for it, and I'm okay with the decision to throw it at AJ. But it is interesting to think, you know, Sirianni has been catching a lot of heat for this. If you remember, against Seattle, he caught a lot of heat for a few weeks, and then finally AJ came out and said, no, that was me and Jalen. And, you know, it was noteworthy, right, that the perception was Jalen left Nick out to dry for a few weeks. AJ was the one that stepped up and defended him. And to kind of add some more credence to this, there was a video of Nick Sirianni on the sideline where you can hear him going like, or no, not hear him. It appears he is mouthing like, why, after that play. Now, we don't know if he's saying why. That's just what it looks like. But it would back up the idea that maybe that wasn't the play he wanted. Maybe he wanted them just to try to draw them off sides, although I don't really buy that. But maybe he wasn't a fan of the decision to go deep. Now, Nick did defend the decision after the game, and I think his rationale for it was good for not kicking a field goal. We've seen them hit on those deep shots before. But just an interesting kind of possibility there that it was Jalen that made the decision audible to AJ, and that's what they went with. Now, I've also seen a lot of people say, well, it's good to see Jalen and AJ on the same page. And I get that. But ultimately, if that's what happened, I mean, it would be Jalen making the call and AJ listening. AJ is not going to be all the way on the other side of the field out at the receiver spot being like, no, no, no. So look, I like being aggressive. I trust Jalen in that spot. It didn't work. They still won the game, but I am okay with the decision. So the other thing that has come out or has been a talking point from the game is all of the runs that they've been making on 3rd and 8 or longer, right? They're, and this is according to Zach Berman of The Athletic, always got some good stats. The Eagles lead the NFL in design runs of 3rd and 7+ with 15. So when it's 3rd and 7+, no team in the NFL has run it more than the Eagles. They've done it 15 times. But here's what I think is noteworthy here from Zach. He writes, also worth noting, they're in good company. The other teams with 10+ design runs on 3rd and long are Seattle, Indianapolis, and Kansas City. Now, I think Seattle are kind of frauds, but those are three of the best teams in the league record-wise. So it is something good teams have done, that when it's 3rd and long, and if you think about it, and this was part of Nick's rationale, if you're getting a pass defense look because it's a 3rd and long, if you run and block it correctly, you can pop one and get close. And that's especially true if you're the Eagles, because if you run it on 3rd and 9 and you get 8 yards, you can tush push it. So I don't love the decision. I understand the rationale, but I would prefer they pass it there. I trust Jalen in big spots. He's been especially good on 3rd down. You have great receivers, but it was interesting to me that they decide to do that. So The other thing I wanted to play for you guys was Jason Avant on relationship issues between A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. And, like, he's just something he's hinted at a few times. He's been on WIP. So he was on the WIP midday show, and here's what he had to say.
Low percentage throw. That's the least completed football in the National Football League. Fades and goes. That catching percentage on that throw is like the least completed pass. So yeah, those guys do it well. Another thing too, coaching point on that, I don't think it should have been thrown. But if AJ, knowing that the ball is short and inside, if you go back to the ball and you're more aggressive to it, you'll get a SGA, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, kind of a flop into a PI. But
and then the game is over.
It wasn't the most aggressive approach toward the ball in that situation.
Is it somewhat of a trust issue with AJ now? Because a lot of times when you watch it, it looks like he just doesn't trust him like he used to.
I don't know. I think it's a relationship issue. That's my thing. I think that this has nothing to do with I don't think that it's football only. Mm-hmm. I think this is, these two guys used to be best friends and they're not. And I think that it's a hard situation to deal with. That's me speculating.
Recklessly.
I don't think, recklessly speculating, right? Mm-hmm. So that's my thing.
That's what we do on this show. You fit right in. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that has something to do with, not necessarily football.
So how, I know you don't know this answer, but say for instance, Jason, you had an issue with your quarterback.
Yeah.
How do you go about as a receiver knowing that your livelihood is tied to getting the ball? How do you go about trying to repair that?
Well, if you're mature, you got to die to your pride because you have to understand that he has the upper hand. And because the quarterback is going to stay around longer than the receiver. Mm-hmm. And that's just the nature of the beast. Yep. That's with Donovan or T.O. That's with any quarterback receiver situation. The receiver is the one that will be the one that falls on a sword, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to die to your pride and you have to be willing to go in and humble yourself and have a conversation. Because at the end of the day, if you want multiple Super Bowls, you want to win, you want to go to the Hall of Fame, you're going to win him over more with sugar than you are with, you know,
vinegar, salt, whatever.
Exactly. So I think that's the approach, is to go to him, to a man, have that conversation with you and him, and maybe they have multiple times, and maybe that's why AJ feels like he has no other avenue but to, you know, show visible signs of frustration.
So he's made a similar point to that in terms of saying, like, AJ is not a guy that creates a ton of separation. So you have to really trust him to throw him the ball. And it's not like Devontae, who's wide open. When Jalen throws it to AJ, he's mostly blanket coverage. Not blanket, but mostly he's got a guy on him. You just trust him to make the 50-50 catches. But Jalen does throw it to AJ in these spots. I mean, we've referenced a bunch of them throughout the season, talked about him on the Jalen Hurts quarterback rewatch report card, which I will get out soon. Sorry, my day was a bit hectic on Tuesday. But Jason Avant, an NFL receiver, has been in the Eagles, is around the Eagles. I just thought it was an interesting kind of thing there from Avant to bring up. And as always, like, the relationship between Jalen and AJ is always going to be something that we talk about. All right, finally, Moro Ojomo is going kind of viral here because on that 4th-and-1 play, you can hear him prior to the play yell out what the play call is going to be. So you can pretty much hear it in this clip, but you can hear he yells like inside zone, inside zone. So here is the clip.
It's Jacobs. Flag flies. Jacobs is brought down.
Yeah. I mean, credit to Moro Ojomo. He's a super smart player. It's funny. This reminded me of when Chip was a coach and all the quotes were like, the Eagles, the other defense knew what plays the Eagles were going to run. Well, in this instance, the Eagles knew what the other team was going to run. And Packerland is not taking it well. Josh Jacobs has talked about how, you know, they knew what play they were running throughout the game. And obviously, they shut him down. So credit to Vic Fangio, credit to the defensive players, and credit to Moro Ojomo, who's having an outstanding season and has really, you know, shined this year. And he's a really smart guy. And you can hear it in that clip. So a bit of an abbreviated Go Birds Daily for you today. I got home late Tuesday night. Got to hang with the wifey. You know what it is. But enjoy the interview with Tanner McKee. I think it's always very good. And we got Ike and Hugh Douglas in the house. Can't complain about that. So that'll be on the other side. But as always, when I do this, until then, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Man! Welcome back to Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is the Chickies and Peaks Players Lounge. I'm your host, Ike Reese. Hugh Douglas to my right.
Hello.
To my far left, he's thawed out, looking like a Christmas ornament. Elliot Short Parks is back here in Philadelphia.
Looking like a Christmas.
No one wanted to accept it was cold. I tweeted it was cold. I had everyone in Green Bay being like, it's not that cold. Like, yeah, it is, man. It's in the 30s. I don't care. It's cold for you guys.
Well, yeah, the people in Green Bay, they don't think it was cold out there.
It was definitely cold.
That was probably a light night for them.
Yeah, they're like, you're so soft. I'm like, I know, but it's still cold.
Well, the Eagles are sitting at 7-2. Third straight win atop the NFC East. I don't know how the percentages sort of sit there and rank, but they should. Do they have the number one seed in the NFC?
Right now, yes.
All right. That's because all that really matters. Yeah, that's all that really matters. And someone who's a part of that number one seed, our QB2 is in the building with us tonight. Eagles quarterback Tanner McKee is in the house tonight.
Hey, Tanner,
before we get started, Herb, stay the hell over there to the right. Don't interrupt the set. Wait until the break. And when you see us come back,
got work.
Don't be rushing Tanner with questions and all types of nonsense.
There we go.
All right. Okay, I had to get that out of the way, Tanner, because listen, that's Herb from the Northeast, and we know he's very popular. He always seems to have suggestions for you guys when he sees you. He wants to run a 46 toss crack. I don't even know if you guys still run 46 toss crack.
We have it in the playbook.
Okay, there you go. See, listen, he's...
Damn. You'll have to get some more plays from him at the break. Toss him over to Kevin.
There you go.
All right, fellas. So before I get to Tanner and get his thoughts on last night's game, Elliot, you were there.
I was.
Last night. Let me just start off by saying this. You need to learn how to appreciate good defensive football and understand that everything isn't about scoring points all the time, up and down the field. That was a masterclass from Vic Fangio and his guys. You got to give Green Bay some credit. That was a good defense from Green Bay. That was real man football there. How'd you enjoy that last night, Elliot?
Yeah, so I'll be honest. My mood is always going to be attached to how the quarterback and the offense plays. That's just how I am built, right?
Yeah.
But that being said, I think it was obviously a great win last night. I think that you're not going to win every game 35-30, and I think the atmosphere added to it. Look, if it was a 10-7 win in Carolina, I don't think people are feeling the same way, right? Doing it in Lambeau adds a mystique to it. But my biggest takeaway from the game, again, before we get to Tanner, is that defensive line looks legit. Mm. And it's crazy how 3 weeks ago we probably sat here and had questions about it. Now you look at it and Jalen Phillips, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, Jalen Carter, Moro Ojomo. They go legit five deep, and that's before you even get to Jordan Davis, Brandon Graham. I mean, Josh Uche's played well this year. So defense travels. We saw that last night, and I think the defensive line looks like it can be a unit that can win a Super Bowl. And a month ago, I didn't feel that way, and I think Howie's moves and guys playing better has definitely helped.
Well, who better to ask and get his thoughts on the newly acquired Jalen Phillips in his debut, then Eagles Hall of Famer Hugh Douglas. I mean, listen, you had a lot of sacks in your career too, big fella. What'd you think last night, Jalen Phillips, his debut, and what that means for the D-line moving forward?
Well, you know what was funny, and I said this earlier today, and you know, people took the victory lap when I said it, but I meant it. You know, defense was a necessity last night.
Okay.
Because when you look at the way, like that was old school football.
Yes, sir.
And that's something that you can attest that we haven't seen in a while. Mm-hmm. You know, you talk about the parallel would be the last week's game, 10-7. What was it, the Raiders and the Broncos?
Thursday night.
That was not the same 10-7
game. Yeah, that wasn't
the
same type of game.
It's not the same game.
Yeah, it wasn't the same game.
Like, because people complain about that game.
Yeah.
The game, if you saw that game the other day, the game we played Monday night.
That was just last night.
Well, you know, I said the other day.
Dude, it's crazy. Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right, isn't it?
But no, but the point is this.
Yes.
Is you cannot, if you compare that game that was played last night to that game that was played Thursday, you don't know football.
Yeah.
Like, and I know that there was some sporadic play from both quarterbacks in that game. But when I look at that game gave me goosebumps because that was old school NFC black and blue. Remember, it was called the black and blue division?
Black and blue division, yeah.
That was old school football, man. Yeah. And I was proud to see it. You talking about there was a lot of want to on that field. You talk about Saquon Barkley's 22 carries for 60 yards.
Yeah.
Dog. He earned those 60 yards. Like, go back and watch the game.
Yeah.
He earned those 60 yards.
Yeah.
Now, I know they got him for 111, but they earned
yards,
all the total yards. They earned all 111 of those yards. There was pads cracking, and I was like,
slobber knocking.
Dog. And it was cold. I got goosebumps because I was like, that's the football that I remember.
Yeah.
And that's the football that we played way back in the day. And it was a beautiful thing to see, man.
Mm-hmm.
It was a back-and-forth affair. You know how many times both of those teams crossed the 50 and was threatening to score and didn't score?
Yeah.
Like, that's what football used to be. And it bothers me that people that say that they know football want these high-scoring games. We used to play in an era, you was up 7 points, you did something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Most of the games. Remember we went to Atlanta?
Yeah.
The year they went to the Super Bowl, and I think the score was like 19-17.
That was 98, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what it used to be. So when people start telling me, oh, well.
That's a long time ago, Tanner. That's 27 years ago.
Yeah. No, but that's what I'm saying. But that's Tanner,
no scrubs.
That's what it used to be. We are in an era now where everything is catered to the offense. And to have an old school game like that made me feel good because everything, like when you talk about, I played in an era where you could bump and run all the way down the field.
Yeah.
Like they were bumping and running. Like you couldn't get, if you didn't get off the line, then you was just, oh well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh well. Because Troy and Bobby, that's what they used to, Bobby Taylor, Troy Vincent, mm-hmm. that's what they used to do.
Yeah.
And then Dalt would come and knock your head off.
Yeah.
So to watch that game last night, I know like a lot of people say, oh, it was a low scoring game. No, that's old school football. That was old school football last night.
We enjoyed it. Tanner, how'd it look to you over there? By the way, let me ask you this, Tanner. Seriously. You don't necessarily get to actually run around very much, so it has to be worse just standing there in that type of condition. I don't want to do the whole weather thing with you because you're a football player, man, so the weather doesn't really matter. But was it cold to you out there last night?
I mean, honestly, in the warm-ups, I'm like, I'm getting a sweat going. I'm like, bro, I'm not playing. Like, I'm coming in. I'm like, bro, it's not that bad. Like, we're chilling. There are a couple times where I'm like, yeah, my toes are getting a little cold. Okay. We're going to stay on the heater. But, you know, when you're playing, like, you don't think about those things, obviously. Like, y'all play the game. Like, mm-hmm. that's nothing that you really think about. So, yeah.
What's that like for you to be able to watch the other side of the ball have the type of dominant performance they had last night? Obviously, as an offense, you want to go out there and score. You guys want to score on every possession. I totally understand that. But it doesn't necessarily play that way out in games. Last night, I thought, clearly was a defensive type of football game. I would imagine, as an offense, at some point in that game, what the defense is doing is bringing energy to you all as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel like you always want to play complimentary ball. But, I mean, defense, they were balling.
Yeah.
And so when they're coming back and they're getting stops on the offensive side, we're like, man, we got to go help our boys out. Like, they're out there getting three and outs, turnovers, stopping them. And, you know, like what we were saying before, they would get to the 40-yard line, big-time sack. Now they got a punt. Or they would cross the 50, something happens, sack, or whatever it is, they got a punt again. And so, you know, as an offense, we're like, bro, like, let's get going. Let's get our boys back. So I feel like that was good to kind of bring the energy in that. And so, I mean, I was an offensive guy, kind of like what you're saying. Like, we obviously want to score more points, and there's a lot of things that we're going to learn from and make adjustments and, you know, things of that sort of nature. But honestly, at the end of the day, it was, you know, defense had our back and ended up doing enough to get the dub. So,
you know, I'm kind of curious, Tanner, like going into that game, because it felt to me like there was a conscious effort from Jalen to try to get the ball out of his hands a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. And I obviously, you know, you got Micah Parsons over there in that defense. That's something that you better do, because if not, then you're probably going to be a long day.
Yeah.
But was that kind of the game plan going into that? Try to like get the reads in quick, get the plays in quick, and get the playoff and
sort of neutralize Green Bay's pass rush.
Yeah. I think we kind of took that as Green Bay's the heart of their defense is in their D line. They want to get the rush going. They're going to drop deep, not let anything over their head, and kind of hope that they can contain and get the rush home. So that was kind of our plan with, you know, the quick game and the different things, getting the ball out, ran a couple screens or whatever it was, just to try to get the ball out of our hands, kind of get the ball in our playmakers in space. So that was originally absolutely the game plan.
That first drive might have been the best drive offensively
I know.
For you guys of the game from a I think
methodical standpoint.
Right.
You're moving the ball down the field. You're staying ahead of the chains. Mm-hmm. You're running the ball, converting on third down. I thought that conversion on third down to Will Shipley, where Jalen escaped the pocket and threw it to him on the right. And then you get the fumble at the end there, which I had no problem with the play call. I like the quarterback draw.
Yep.
You know, Jalen. I said
that
this
was
earlier.
A little punch out, though.
Yeah,
no, it was a great
punch
play.
Out.
I said this earlier.
As an offensive guy, you never want to let that happen. Obviously, you got to take ownership for it, but it was a great play.
They get
the
paid too,
guy.
Like the coaches. The coaches say, right?
Yeah. And if you handle the ball as much as he does as the quarterback.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Every play, running at times. You guys came into the game with the fewest amount of turnovers in the league.
Right.
So you obviously are doing a great job of taking care of the ball.
For sure.
That's one of those ones where you just tip your cap defense.
Dude, he, like, when you talk about.
And you know that ball is slick and hard.
All of that, Ike. But when you
there
talk
it is.
About.
I was just waiting for it. Yeah,
slick,
there, yeah,
slick and
yeah,
hard
yeah.
balls.
There it was.
but here's what made the play so beautiful, because Jalen's going down to brace himself.
Yeah.
And the timing of the defender. To not go for the tackle, but to have the wherewithal to punch the ball. Because, like, in a moment like that, you're trying to brace yourself. One hand was almost down. He was trying to brace himself. Mm-hmm. So you relax with the ball because you're getting ready to hit the ground.
Yeah.
And he punched it out.
Yeah, that was a great play.
That was a great play. But that opening drive, I thought, was,
yeah, that was
the
money.
Best drive of the game.
Yeah.
So from your perspective, what you guys were doing well in that drive, is there something that Green Bay sort of did that changed that up? Because it seemed like the offense got a little choppy after that.
Yeah, I think so. I think they came up a little bit. I feel like they knew that our game plan was to, you know, get short passes, get the ball to guys in space, and, you know, we were executing great, kind of like what you're saying with that first drive. And then, yeah, they kind of started jumping routes, and we kind of had to make adjustments, whether that was play action, running the ball more, or whatever it was, doing double moves, just because they obviously were going to let us do the same thing over and over again. And so, yeah, they made adjustments. We made adjustments. And so, yeah.
Well, so when the team is playing a lot of zone like Green Bay does,
yep.
If you can explain to people, I guess, the difficulty that may pose at times, because everybody's about explosive plays. We want explosive plays.
Yeah.
We want the ball down the field. But Green Bay is one of the best teams in the league at not giving up.
They had the least amount of explosive plays going into the game, yep.
So, and that's what their defense is sort of designed to do.
Right.
So you got to be a little patient, I guess,
yep.
and not force the issue. Is that sort of what the offense was doing last
year? Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when we say, like, zone, obviously we all know, but those listening, there are so many different types of zone that you're trying to, you know, fit the ball into a certain window, whether it's cover four, cover three. They ran a lot of cover three, cover nine, mix it up with cover four on third down. They're a man team. And so, you know, as a quarterback, you're trying to diagnose usually on a play, you know, I got, you know, a good man answer here. I got my zone answers here. If they're running this kind of zone, then, you know, this is where I'm going to go with the ball. And so you're trying to make those split decisions in, you know, seconds or, you know,
less than
seconds. And so you're just trying to diagnose kind of everything that's going on. And so they did a really good job of kind of showing man pre-snap, spinning out of it, showing zone, getting into man, or showing one zone, getting into a different one. And so I feel like we could, you know, as an offense and everything, do a better job of you know, just trying to find holes into those coverages that they were giving us.
What's it like in the meeting room throughout the week? Because, you know, I think what you're saying obviously makes sense, yeah. But then you have people like me that'll just tweet, we'll take a shot deep, right?
So sure, sure.
During the week, how do you balance out, okay, this is what we're probably going to get, and this is the smart thing to do, versus we got AJ, we got Devontae, let's just throw it deep. Like, how? Yeah. What are those meetings like where you're balancing to those decisions?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that go into it of, you know, taking a shot deep. What kind of coverage are they running? Who can we tie down to take a shot over the top? And, you know, I do think it is a little bit more difficult than just like, hey, let's have everybody run deep and, right. and go try it out. And there, honestly, there
it
were a couple.
So simple, though.
We ran four verticals a couple times, and they had, you know, safeties deep, or they were ready for it, or whatever it was. And so, and a couple of them, Jay made a great play, hit a check down. I think Will Shipley had a couple of them where we had everybody go deep and, you know, hit a check down, and Ship had that big, you know, third down conversion and a few check downs that were great. But honestly, just taking what the defense is going to give you. You know, we have great guys that can make great plays, like Smitty, you know, going up and getting that ball. But that was one of them where we had AJ on a slim route. Safety, you know, came down, and then we hit Smitty over the top. So that was something. That was an opportunity that the defense gave us, and we were able to take advantage of it.
It seemed like AJ really draws a lot of attention still.
Yeah.
You know, you look at the targets he gets and the catches, and I think everybody would say you want AJ to get the ball more. But even in a game like last night, on that Devontae touchdown, it seemed as if AJ gets a little bit of an assist there because he pulls the safety with
absolutely.
Him, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Sirianni's great. He always says, sometimes you, sometimes me, always us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's so true. We all have a different role, and sometimes, you know, in different games, our role is going to be different. But it's always about the team. And so AJ demands so much respect because of the player that he is. And, you know, we, you know, obviously want to give him the ball every opportunity that we can. But even if he's not getting the ball, I think what a lot of people don't understand is that he has such an impact on how the offense rolls just by them, you know, clouding his side or double teaming, or just having the safety cheat over to his side opens up so many other things. And so, yeah, there are so many more assists that I feel like a player like
in
a regular game. Yeah.
Real quick, DVL, hit the breaking news.
Yeah, I saw this, yeah.
I don't have it ready, but I know what you're talking about.
That's okay. Hey, DVL, don't ever tell me you don't have it ready. Just have it ready. Don't ever tell me you don't have it ready.
94 WIP breaking news.
And that's the wrong show, but all right, we'll take that and keep it rolling. Listen,
we all the
according to Jay Glazer, former Pro Bowl cornerback Jair Alexander has decided to step away from football to try to focus on getting himself right physically and mentally before deciding what he wants to do with his future. Jair Alexander informed the Eagles of his decision today, and Jay Glazer has learned that. So,
Tanner, your thoughts? No.
No, we don't need any
of Tanner's thoughts. I had no idea.
There. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he's just now found out about this. We'll touch on it when we come back. We got
to
take a quick break.
I'm about to recklessly speculate.
We'll give our thoughts on it when we come back. Jair Alexander stepping away. It seemed a little weird that he didn't travel to Green Bay with the team after being acquired. So maybe this sheds a little light on that. He's dealing with something personally. We'll talk about it when we come back. We're here with Eagles quarterback Tanner McKee for Hugh Douglas, Elliott Shore Parks. We'll take a quick break right here on 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.